Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. How are you all? How many of you got my email telling you what's going to go on today? My name is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned into BBS Radio, Internet Radio with a punch. And this show is called Radiance by Design. And Radiance by Design is something you and I can do that is consciously radiating into the world so that we can make a difference. What are we radiating? We're radiating all our thoughts and feelings. We're radiating our potential, our intrinsic energy. We're actually vibrational vehicles of light. And then we get to be people afterwards. And learning to radiate consciously is something that a lot of us on the path, whatever that means, are learning to do consciously. And we use this radiance, we use subtle energy as a form of healing, as a tool for healing. It's just plucking out one part of the human complex and actually using it as a healing tool. So anyway, you're listening to Radiance by Design, and it's an interactive show, and guess what? I want you to call in. I'm a reader, I'm an intuitive, I'm an energy counselor, and I love it when you call into, and I'll get you the numbers in just a minute, and ask about your life, have a mini reading, and we'll talk about how the energy that's locked within you probably from, old experiences, lifetimes of experiences, and the experiences that you're having in this lifetime can sometimes create energy congestions or furballs or whatever you want to call it. And that really pivots out into the world and creates a lot of our predictions. So when I do readings for people, I don't really want to be stuck to predictions, because if all predictions work, guess what? We can't create our reality. So a lot of my work is about conscious radiance, conscious creation of reality for my own self and for the collective, meaning it's kind of a new politics. It's the politics that a lot of us believe in. How we think and feel, how we're able to radiate love instead of frustration, how we're able to help each other that way, how we're able to heal that way, and so on, can actually make a huge difference on the planet. So here are some phone. Well, the first thing I want to do, for those of you who didn't receive my email, and for those of you who did but didn't really study it, because there's not really going to be an exam after this show anyway, we're going to start off by doing the structures. And my guides have said, at the beginning of this year especially, that we're living in a time of mayhem and miracles, and they kept repeating it. Mayhem and miracles, miracles and mayhem. All kinds of things are being disrupted, all kinds of things are changing, and your way of staying steady in the middle of the turmoil, that's your way. But I can teach you a few ways, or the guides can teach you a few ways to really help you buffer. Many of you know the old techniques of calling in the four directions or the seven directions. And my guides have taught us, Bob and I, they've taught us some really wonderful, it's kind of similar, it's calling in vibrational influences, they call them the structures. And in these structures, we're going to do it all together. And when you do it with us, once you're in the structures and you're really moving, it's a very, very powerful way of both protecting yourself and enhancing and empowering your manifestation ability. So again, there are protections in times of pretty terrific turmoil. We're all being battered about by changing frequencies, earth changes, the war stuff, the personal confusions, everything moving faster because the frequencies are moving faster even throughout the universe. I heard that from an astronomer, for heaven's sakes, not even just from our metaphysical folks, but actually scientists, that the universe is speeding up. And I guess that it's a bit like an ocean in a way, and there's all kinds of changes going on, waves of this and waves of that and undulances. In any case, it's a good idea for us to stabilize ourselves so that we can create the lifestyle we want, even though around us there's a lot of turbulence. If you'd like to join us in this, one thing my guides always tell us, too, is whenever you're talking to other people, and when I'm talking on the radio to specific people, always wrap yourself in light. That's a very, very simple way of offsetting the turbulence that comes at you and the amount of other people's energy and turbulence that we absorb as beings. So we wrap ourselves in light, and then you take a light, a great whirling, you can use a wonderful cyclonic light and whirl it around and round in your room and clear the space. And in that space, it's much easier for us to design. If the leftover subtle energies of thoughts and feelings aren't crowding us, So let's have some fun with this. Here's some structures, and they come through in amazing colors. And my colors won't be the same as yours, so I won't necessarily report them, but pay attention to the colors that come to you. So we're calling in the presence of our guides and angels, your guides and angels too, and asking for a little help as we create these structures. And above your head, perhaps about a mile and a half, see a brilliant golden ball. And below your spine, perhaps 10 feet, see another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball, down through your body into the lower golden ball, see a white-hot filament of light. And that light sometimes changes in color, sometimes it's pink and green and so on, all the vibrational colors. But generally, it's got this real white heat that runs through, and you can feel it run through your body. And now around your body, around the middle of your body, perhaps just below your waist, see a whole series of golden balls that create a circle. And they're perhaps about 8 feet radius out of your body, outside your body. And from the upper golden ball down to this radius, see millions of tiny, narrow, little strings of pink vibrational light. That's it. And see them come from the upper ball and hitch on to that middle ball, or that middle circle of balls. And from the middle circle, see all those little filaments of light go to the lower ball. Now feel yourself, you're sitting in a structure, and the structure has it like a canopy sticking up, quite a distance up, and a canopy sticking below, much smaller. And there you are inside of this. Can't you just feel the energy there? Just feel it. You're very protected. You're in a beautiful pink and gold from my perception, tint. And now whilst you're sitting in that structure, place yourself also in what looks like a crystal ball, but it's an etheric ball, and the edges of it touch the inner edges of your structure around the waist. So perhaps it's 8 feet tall, I don't know, it doesn't have to be a specific height, but it touches the edges of your structure, I guess that makes it 16, doesn't it? And have that ball sitting around you, and deep within, there you are in a double tetrahedron, that's a diamond pointing, a diamond, or like a pyramid shape upward and a pyramid shape downward, and you're in that. And now whilst you're in that diamond, spin it, feel yourself spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning, and it kind of can make you dizzy. You can actually feel like you're really spinning. And whilst you're spinning, look at a great screen in front of you. And on that screen, put all your manifestation desires, one thing at a time. My intention is that we have at least 5 callers for this show, so I'm putting that on the screen. 5 callers for this show. And my intention is that we have lots of listeners and we're all joining and becoming a light field that's going to have an impact on the consciousness on the planet. And as we look at the screen, what else? I have all kinds of fantasies for myself. What about you? I've been working with Jackie Silvitti on Thursday nights, and she's talking about self-love and self-forgiveness. I always put those on my screen. Self-forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, allowing ourselves to grow beyond it, seeing myself, forgiving myself, full health, magical ability to do healing, including war issues and so on. What else do you want to put up there? Take a minute. Very good, and I hope that you're going to call in and see what you concocted with these structures. Looks very like the Merkaba, doesn't it? Now draw your attention back into the room and relax the spinning. How does it feel? You know, it's really interesting. We've been talking a lot about what light workers are and what light beings are. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the effect of the structures in our consciousness. We're going to talk about what's blocked in your energies, whether it's in your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body. And if you call in, we'll use your questions as examples. If no one calls in, guess what? I'm going to probably pick you anyway. So You can hide behind the couch, but I can see you. And here's another thing that's been very interesting is a lot of us have seen The Secret, the movie The Secret. And how do we work on The Secret and our manifestation and include our soul's journey and our destiny all at the same time? Can we do that? Do we drop one for the other? It's a pretty interesting discussion, so you might want to call in about that. That's probably enough for now, and so I'm going to give you the numbers. The numbers for calling in are 877. Get your pen out now. Don't tell me I said this too fast. I'm getting slower and more careful every time. 877-876-5227. Again, 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, my home country, 888-810-8322. 888-810-8322. And if you're anywhere else in the world or in the universe, I hope these work from Mars, I'm not sure. 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. And I'm really looking forward to your calls today. Oh, my, that was fast. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Veronica?
It sure is.
Hello, Veronica, this is Mackie.
Hi, Mackie. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, it's wonderful to hear yours. I'm very excited about your program.
Great. Me too. Thanks. Do you have a question?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a question for me?
I have a big question.
Great.
I wanted to ask you, Ed is doing very well with his hip surgery.
Good.
But he is has lost quite a bit of weight, and he's not really hungry, and his whole digestive system is really not so good.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but he's feeling, you know, chipper, but he also sleeps more than I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I feel like first of all, his enzyme levels are really low, are they?
Well, we do a lot of enzymes, and he's, we actually ran out of them yesterday, and he hasn't had them today, so that's probably exactly right.
But it's interesting because he seems very fragile. His whole digestive system doesn't seem to be bringing the nutrition out of the food or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he getting any exercise? I don't know what's happening. Now, he had a hip replacement in January?
Yeah, he had a hip replacement on the 2nd of January, and that itself has done very well. Then he had a real problem being able to, with his digestive system, and had a real constipation problem. And he's done lots, like had lots of enzymes until today, and a lot of protease and all kind of stuff to try to put the good things back in because he was on so much pain medicine for so long, but he's not anymore.
I think that's what it is there's something that's gone on in his body which is preventing the absorption of all the goodies, because what he's taking should be plenty. I know that you and I already know Mackie and Ed, for those of you who are listening, and I know you take really good care of your body, but he's not digesting the stuff. And
wow.
I think it's going to change. He should sort of go on the rise over the next week or so. Get hold of the enzymes. But I think it's left over from all the drugs and stuff.
Yeah, he had to have a lot.
Did he have something down his throat, Mackie?
I beg your pardon?
Did he have some tubes down his throat or something?
No, he didn't, but he had... Because they put off the surgery, he had a lot of extra pain medicine that he's, you know, having to try to get out of his system.
Well, let's all do a healing energy on him, because I feel like he's going to be starting to come out of it over the next week and a half. But it's almost like his system is moving fairly slowly, and I know he's a little bit older now. And
yeah, he is.
I think everything slows down, because it looks like he's just not... gleaning the impact of the nutritional supports that he's got. And I think that'll change when this works out of his system. Is he doing any exercise, or is it still too hard?
Well, he's walking a little bit, but he mainly, you know, I'm just concerned because he sleeps a lot, and he doesn't. He's encouraged to walk, and he walks a little, but he doesn't walk a lot. And I mean, the doctor asked him to walk about 30 minutes a day. But, he's not really hungry.
What's very interesting, Mackie, is the brain patterns, after a certain, I stopped drinking coffee all of a sudden because I read that over 60, your brain chemistry doesn't reduce the coffee effect the way it did before. And I was a real coffeeaholic, you know.
Oh, yeah, I have been too.
Anyway,
I love it.
Yeah, me too. But I'm looking at Ed going, you know, his brain is very, very slow at releasing this kind of impact of all those drugs and stuff. And I just see it's moving so darn slowly. That's why I asked if he was doing anything physical or if he could yet, because do you know anybody who does cranial, or is he doing any of that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, we do. We know a wonderful person does cranial.
And has he had any cranial recently?
Not recently. He's doing physical therapy, and he's right now he's getting an IV with the naturopath wanted him to get an IV with glutathione and all kind of vitamin C and all kind of stuff in it. So he's doing that right now.
Okay, well, here's something funny, and I know he'll appreciate this too, is if somebody would work with his skull and move, because he needs to get the fluids moving through his brain again.
Okay.
And if he can't do it physically, somebody should do it for him, you know?
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Well, I'll ask him to work on that too.
Well,
and then we can go to a cranial sacral person.
I think just getting the brain worked on is going to help the drug influence be moved through his body more swiftly.
Okey-doke.
It's almost like it kind of froze his digestion and it's still lodged in his brain sort of thing.
Excuse me, lodged what?
It's kind of lodged in his brain.
Oh, lodged. Okey-doke.
You know what I mean? It's harder for it to go through. So give him my love, and we're going to do some healing work on him right after you hang up.
Okay, that's wonderful. Let me ask you just briefly, I know everybody else has known how to do this, but the bbsradio.com?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, how do we listen, what do we punch to listen to your program now?
Okay, you have a media player or a Windows media player?
That's okay. I don't want to take your time on the radio, because Ed knows when he gets back, he'll know how.
Okay, it's just there's certain buttons that talk about the sound player that your computer has. So get him to look for that. It's on the second
page. Okay,
I'll
do that. And thank you so much for looking into it.
All right. Much love to you, Mackie.
Love to you. Bye.
Bye. You know what's really interesting? We're light beings, and I started talking about what is a light being. A light being is someone who came in, and very often we were born into, I suppose you could say, disruption, that there's a certain vibrational constancy in humanity. And the light workers are beings who came in with a frequency that wanted to move above the normal frequency of human consciousness. So tend to be beings who disrupted the home and family or the status quo of the family as they understood it, and need to be able to present a higher and higher frequency. Because we know that a higher frequency can change people's body, mind, emotional health, and even your spiritual health. And so my guides were saying just a few minutes ago, I'm kind of talking around so many things at once, but they were saying just a few minutes ago that many light workers exist on the planet, but many of us lived a long way apart. So you'd find yourself in this, and I know I did this, find yourself in this kind of crazy inner world of constantly trying to move through old reactions, old beliefs, finding that intuitively you couldn't handle groups of people, you would absorb other people's energy too easily, you had to separate. We go through periods of isolation, which are fairly grueling because you had to really be in touch with the way you were handling your light energies. And it's not a judgmental thing, meaning some people are light and some people are dark. It's not like that. It's some people are transformers and transmitters. Some people come in like light beings or like star children, and some people are just simply disruptors in order to keep fomenting evolution on this planet. And it's very interesting because we're going to talk about what it is to bring forward the energies that keep transforming your inner energies and that help you become a more powerful light worker. So we used to live all over the world and very rarely met each other at first. Mostly people were kind of locked into finding out who they were and what was true for them and what was authentic as opposed to what had been taught to them by a society which is very often entranced. Does that make sense? And we're entranced by breathing in each other's thoughts and so on, and having a social status quo of the way to be and so on. So anyway, a lot of us were in our, locked in our own little cages, our inner cages of how do I find out who I really am. But as time goes on, and the urgency of moving the light up through and shifting frequencies and learning the magic of being able to work with subtle energy in order to create the life that we really want, and in order to combat what some of the limiting forces of the dog-eat-dog reality that has been fairly normal on the planet, more and more light workers are meeting each other, more and more people are becoming light workers, and more are meeting one another. And the difficulty with that is that light workers are very often struggling to be okay on the planet, meaning we get to a point where we can do healing work, or we can do readings, or we can do amazing music and terrific channeling, and we have fought so hard to get into that little empire position that sometimes we're reluctant to move over and let other people come in and join us, because it feels like you fought your whole life to get to a position where you were okay and that you had something to offer the world. So often you find that light workers get jostled by one another, frightened by one another, and that there's a fear of each other, or we judge each other like mad because somebody's still got issues and blah, blah. And so it's not only the normal people or the people that we struggle to lose the status quo of that have all those issues, so the light workers. Anyway, the guides are talking. We were always talk to them before we do a radio show. And what they were saying is that there is a need for the light workers to bond together over the next little while, and that need is increasing. And we're going to kind of be slammed together or thrown together more and more over the next while. The consciousness of creating altogether is really imminent. And that what we need to look at is that when someone claims to be a light worker and you see their stuff, please, please learn to look at their light, because it's that light that when we focus on one another and I actually can see your light, I can help it get bigger. If I look at you with disdain and go, oh, you don't have enough light, so I'm better than you are, or I look at you with disdain and say, I never judge anyone, because this is a fashionable statement. I never judge anyone, but I sure am not going to go near you because you haven't got all your issues done. Most likely that's a reflection of ourselves as well. Anyway, it's really important for us, say the guides, to learn to band together as light workers and start functioning as what they called a big shield. Now that's an interesting concept, isn't it? A big shield, because there's so much turmoil, right? There's so many huge systems, economic systems and so on, that are tipping around, and you know, like the whole Enron thing, which isn't exactly new, but you know how it revealed a really ugly, dishonest basis to a great big monolithic economic empire. There's apparently a lot more of that stuff going to come up. And there's a lot of things that we thought were security that are no longer security, you know, the kind of jobs people have or the kind of buildings and so on. And where am I going with all this, you might ask? It's really important, and that's why they keep talking about the structure and the value of being a light being and really amassing together a kind of a strength, because vibrational awareness or energy awareness is a great way of both stabilizing ourselves, developing a security that we can develop ourselves rather than being dependent on what, oil, the government, or economics, or whatever. Instead of doing that, we begin to become much more aware of creating a stable, secure environment inside of ourselves through our visualization. What was it I was reading the other day through, here is a little list. Relaxation, concentration, visualization, and affirmation. In an affirmation, they say, insist that it is happening now. So that's just a little blurb on light beings. Now we're going to take a little bit of a break. Oh, I hope you're going to call in, too. I'll give the numbers again. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. 888 810-8322 in Canada and 530-876-3222 everywhere else in the world and on Venus and Mars and who knows where else. So what I'd like us to do now is do some healing energy. Oh, I'm glad you called. So I think I'll put off our exercise here and say hello to you. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Peg.
Hi, Peg. How are you?
You?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Good. Hey, today I went and got a deep tissue massage.
Great.
And I had been working with this gal, you know, for quite some time. But we're just chatting away, and then all of a sudden she told me she had seen the secret.
She had what?
She had saw the secret.
Great.
And it had really opened up her her ways of thinking and the energy.
Great.
So I saw a difference in her when she was doing my massage.
Wow, isn't that great?
Yeah.
So she became more of a light worker from that.
Yes. That's exactly what you were talking about.
Great. Well, thank you so much. So she went through a metamorphosis.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, I mean, we can relate now, pretty much, you know, kind of, but it's I don't know, it's empowering, I guess.
And did you see Oprah? How many of you saw Oprah, the first one and the second one?
I saw the first one. The second one, I was not home.
Well, it was just so wonderful for exactly the reason, Peg, that you're talking about, which is people were talking about how it had absolutely changed their lives.
Uh-huh.
It's just wonderful. So a lot of us say, oh, I already experienced that years ago, but it doesn't matter because it's hitting the waves of human consciousness and going around the globe. How great.
Yes.
All right, darling. Well, thank you for that. That's wonderful.
You're welcome. And how does my light look? Is it because I've been working on that on calcifications in the breast?
Let's see now. Have you been worried about it? You're starting work soon?
Yeah, I do, in about a week.
Okay, what we're doing... Okay, this, I want everybody at home to join me with this, okay, Peg? Are you willing to do a healing exercise?
Sure. Okay.
I'd like everybody to gather light, call it in from the universe. Imagine calling the light in and bring it down to the top of your head and bring it out your heart and your hands. And we're going to send light through to Peg. Peg's been through quite a bit of breast, scary stuff, and healing work with some calcifications, but it looks like you're doing a good job. But what it looks like to me, and we're sending light to you,
okay.
It looks to me like you've had some kind of sadness or depression around it, and it's still kind of dark in there. Do you understand?
Okay.
And we're just going to send light to it because it just gets lighter. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Kind of yellowish.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. soft. It should be feeling quite soft because usually when we get frustrated or saddened by experience or scared, the energy fields get really kind of hard, and we could say someone is acting hard, and it's usually because they're holding a reactive energy, which is a hard energy, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're just sending a light to you. There you go. Now you're much softer.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Well, many blessings and thanks for everybody at home who helped do that.
Yes, thank you.
In fact, when you called in, I was about to set up some healing exercises for several people, so maybe you want to join us.
Yeah. So you can do the ball, we are not going to spiral and you have these balls.
The structures?
Yeah.
I did one already.
Oh, I got on late. Sorry.
Well, you know what? We'll just have to do it again.
Okay. Oh, another thing I want you to know, too, is that my naturopathic,
yes.
He saw the movie The Secret.
Great.
I lend it to him.
Good.
So he found it from someone else. So it means everybody's starting to wake up.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it is. They're finding their place here on Earth to do their job.
Yes. Talk about changing our reality, eh?
Yes.
All right, darling. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's before we have another caller, but I'd like us to have more callers, I would like us all to do some healing energy. Our friend Ed, Mackie called in about Ed. Ed has had a major surgery of a hip replacement. And you notice as with all the drugs and stuff, sometimes it's very hard to release the drugs from our body mind. It's affecting his digestion, his ability to absorb nutrients. So let's take a few minutes and send light to him. And I'd also like those of you who are willing and listening to send healing energy, and we'll call out different names as we go, okay? We'll do it to Ed. We get the energy flowing. Wrap yourself in light, remember, so that you're in charge of your own energy center in your world. And then we're going to call in the name of the Christing, in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, and the Ascended Ones. We're calling in healing light, and I'm seeing it as gold and white, some pink in it, and some green. It's funny, it changes color. It used to keep us entertained, you know. And we bring in the healing light and have it run through our hearts and our hands, and our intention is that this light reaches out and touches those beings who are in special need. So let's send the light off to Ed, and I would like to send it up through his body and spend a special time moving it round and round his brain pattern to release and lighten. Yeah, that's it. Sending it round and round his brain. You don't have to see the person in person. Just imagine their etheric body, and there is no time and space when you're in the ether. And we're just really sending a lot of healing, loving energy through Ed's body that he can feel the regenerating capacity of his gastric juices and the release in his brain of those old, the drugs that he had to have for his surgery and for the pain. And we're going to throw some other names in. People with pain. I'll send light to Judy with the pain of fibromyalgia. And you can put in any name you want, and we'll put in light to your choices. Now remember, the thing about the soul and the thing about the body and the etheric world, there's not only one thing you can do. It's almost like we can bilocate. So when I'm seeing a spirit, for example, standing beside me, that spirit can be in more places than one at a time. And when we're doing etheric energy healing work, we can do more than you and I can be focused on different people and still be having quite an impact and helping each other do powerful energy work. So let's do energy on Judy and her pain. Good. And then on Jason and on his brain chemistry and his the cyst in his brain. Sometimes things just change, and sometimes they just lighten up. Sometimes people just feel better. And now let's, I'm going to do several more people. And then we're going to do something on politics in the world. Let's do some on Jackie as she heals from a transformational injury. Well, that's complicated, isn't it? We're going to send love and light. Okay. Ooh, that's very strong. Do you feel that? Okay, now we're going to take a little light and a little harmonizing energy, and we're going to bring green and pink light. Oh, good. If you just wait 1 minute, we're going to send some healing, harmonious light to the American government and its rapport with Iraq and Iran and anywhere else. So let's just take a minute and send our healing, harmonious light over to Bush. And then have it sent over to Iraq. And our intention is to send healing, harmonious light to our own government, that we all work for the greater good. All right, we did that one fast because we have a caller. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Veronica. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hanging good. In there.
Good.
I have a question, and it's about a person's life purpose and how their life purpose can conflict with their visualization, like in My Secret. You know, they talk about visualization for something, but maybe that's not what their purpose is in life.
Well, you know, that's really, Is that something that's actually real, or is this a hypothetical question?
Well, it could. Well, let me ask it in a real sense. Is maybe what is my purpose? And then we'll ask it hypothetically. We'll cover both.
Well, you know what, Diane, that's really interesting? That is a major question, isn't it? Because a lot of people that see The Secret want to know what happens with your destiny, what happens with your soul journey. My understanding is that the soul purpose, the purpose that you have, attracts you to what you would want to create with The Secret. I mean, you're not going to want to create something totally opposite to it. A. B, when I look at your soul journey, okay, I'm being playful here. I asked the guides, and just asked the guides right now, and they said you can actually jump ship with some of your plans. You can change what your plans are in the soul journey.
Okay.
I've never heard that before.
Oh. So you can change it. So.
Yeah, apparently you can change it. But in your case, I feel like there's quite a bit of turmoil down the soul journey about what it is you really want to do. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's like everybody, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up?
Well, you know what I've discovered by being 100 years old is that you can keep growing up. You don't have to just pick one thing.
Oh, okay.
You pick one thing for now. But you have a turmoil of self-esteem and real question about who you are and what right you have to do what you want. And that turmoil is getting in the way of feeling the happiness and the, you know, that goofy, I just want to do this. That goofy stuff comes from having a delight about who you are. And you have a confusion around that. So I don't think you really know what your soul purpose is yet.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. And so what they're showing here is as you do your visualization, as you do your creative visualization work, things will start slipping. Have you noticed that? Things start slipping around and you change your visualization. That's why it's recommended that you do it every day for a while.
Okay.
Because if you did it every day for a while, you'd find that the vision would have changed within, say, a week or so.
You know, one other thing I've noticed about the visualization is you desire something, and then when you get it, you decide, well, that really wasn't what you wanted in the first place. You know? So it's almost like trying to focus on what it is you really want.
Okay, so you've answered your own question.
Yeah.
What it is you really want has to come up from your deeper self, doesn't it? And there's still turmoil in you.
Right.
So I'd say, honey, why don't you just manifest up a storm and throw away the stuff you don't like. Don't keep clutter in your closet. This is the time to get rid of it.
Okay. So if it comes up and I don't like it, I just go on to the next thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't keep it. Throw it away, you know.
Yeah, I guess that'll work. Okay.
But you also, you do have something really powerful. How old are you?
How old am I?
Mm-hmm.
You mean in spiritual age? Or
no, in earth.
Oh, okay. I'm 50 something.
Okay, because I just feel like in time, you're going to find it rises pretty soon, and you're going to know exactly what you want. You're going to burst out laughing and go, "Ha! It was easier than I thought." So we could say at this point that visualization is a practice that helps guide you into who you really want to be.
Okay.
All right. So just keep putting all that stuff in your closet, but clean it out regularly.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
All right. Thank
you,
Veronica.
Thank you for your call. Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? We do get a lot of guidance about what our soul journey is from things like astrology and numerology.
Right.
Yeah. But
sometimes it can be confusing.
Pardon me?
Sometimes it can be confusing.
Well, I think you have to count on your feelings.
Yeah, I think that's probably a key, too.
Yeah. And do you meditate?
Yes.
Does that bring up answers for you?
Sometimes. I think one of the biggest answers or one of the biggest things that I've found to help me is try to connect with my guide more and try to be a friend or, you know, just connect and have them help, you know, do the guiding and be more aware of this guidance.
So you just got to get out of the way sometimes, huh?
Yeah, and just watch things as they're happening and go, oh, isn't this interesting?
Yeah, I think that's actually...
I had asked my guide for just recently, you know, to show their presence in a certain way, and sure enough, the impossible was developed. You know, so for me, that was very personal.
Oh, that's great.
So I think that...
When you say the impossible, you mean you were surprised magically by what you
Yeah, by what I requested, you know, and so without getting specific,
Well, that's very wonderful. It's very good.
You know, people say it's the answers to prayers, but, you know, this was a specific thing for my guide mm-hmm. to respond to, and it was nice.
Well,
nice
I
to
think
know
that's
someone's
wonderful.
Really there,
and
right?
I, for years, I've done this thing of, okay, I know I'll understand why pretty soon. So that's another thing about your soul journey, is just saying to your guides, I know I'll understand why pretty soon. Thank you for the answer. And
oh.
stuff just emerges, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I would want you to ask your guides to clarify what the confusion is in your soul journey, because it's really big. It's part of you holding against the very thing that's yourself.
Oh, okay.
I would ask for that clarity. Usually if we do, it'll start to emerge.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Well,
thank you. Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. The secret has sure really got a lot of us moving and grooving. I know a lot of us have been experiencing those concepts for many years that we can create our reality, but isn't it wonderful when it's just touching all around the world at such a rapid rate? So anyway, where were we? We're talking about healing, that there's been a lot of energy or a lot of research done on the fact that when people send light or send healing energy to one another, even if people don't believe in it, there are huge impacts. We talked about being light beings and light workers. And the light worker knows, or the light worker wants to work with the issue that sending light is the most empowering way to manifest. Sending thoughts, sending intentions, sending feelings, that we are these wonderful, wonderful electrodes, and we can create our reality energetically. So, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. This
Hi.
Is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
I think this seems to be a show about health, so I called to see what you picked up for me health-wise.
Let's see now. Well, have you seen The Secret?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Great. You seem to have a lot of... are you sick right now?
Am I sick?
Mm-hmm.
A little sinusy, but...
Well, because I don't want to do all kinds of diagnoses over the air, you know what I mean? That's why I asked that question. So you're not ill or anything, hey?
Well, I've had some digestive things and some sinus things, so I didn't know if...
Well, you know what you're doing? Here's what I want to say at the beginning, right at the beginning. You're controlling an emotional energy flow through your body-mind, and that can create some real slowdown of, you know, how our... lymphatics and so on, our fluid systems in our body are actually purification tools in many ways. And you have a lot of emotional energy that you tuck into your body. Are you a water sign?
No, I'm an earth sign.
Oh, are you? Well, you tuck a lot of your emotional energy into your body. And I look at you, and I don't think that you're sick or anything, but I feel like you need to find a way to release these this emotional energy. Do you spend a lot of time alone?
Yes.
Do you write at all?
Occasionally.
Okay, well, here's what I want to do with you, is I want to get you to really express yourself somehow, your own way, because your emotions are kind of rolling through your body, and they kind of are weakening some of your system. And I'm going, you know, if you do a workout or rapid panting through the nose, even for 2-minute shots, you know, like... You can get that emotional stuff running through your body, and you can brighten up the fluid structures in your body that do a lot of healing. And you also could be quite an intuitive if you want to be. Have you practiced that?
I don't feel like I ever get anything. I mean, you know, I would like to be, but I just...
Do you ever do a vigorous workout?
No.
You don't want to, right?
A vigorous workout type of person.
Well, you know, do a vigorous breathing, because one of the things that they've taught us for thousands of years is if you want to get to higher consciousness, okay, you sort out the energies in your body. That's what the yogis do. And a lot of their practice is about breathing. Because I look at you and I go, you have the makings of an intuitive, but when you keep the energies logged in your body like you do, the emotional energies, it blocks the flow. But you have the energy. So all of a sudden, if you if you keep clearing, all of a sudden you'll be able to know things. I think you'll actually see. I'm not sure whether you'll see or know, but we don't want to limit it by how it works. But you have full capacity to do that. And I think that you get some aches and pains, or you could get them. And I want to say that even having a bath with Epsom salt or a bath with apple cider vinegar in it is a really good way to suck out of your body a lot of the old reactive energies that you've logged in there.
Yeah.
And you'll find that through the years, that's going to be a good way to get rid of that potential for aches and pains that can really bother you.
I actually do the Epsom salts baths, and sometimes I'll add like a little couple drops of lavender.
Great.
But the thing of it is I've been working with the, I don't know if you're familiar with Denise Lynn. She has a 28-day soul coaching program, and I'm not trying to, you know, plug her stuff. I'm just, that's what
who
I've been working
she?
With. Denise Lynn.
No, I don't know who she is, yeah.
She's actually an author, and she does workshops and different things.
Oh, I know. She does feng shui?
Yeah.
Great.
She does that as well. But I've been doing this 28-day program, and I'm like 3 weeks into it, and I've got like anger keeps coming up.
Good.
And it's like I'm afraid to just let it come up because I don't want to just be going around ranting and raving, you know, all this anger, you know. So I have been suppressing it. It's like I'm trying to release it, but I wish it was more than just anger, so, you know, I could release it and feel like I could just really release it and not, you know, like a little steam vent, a little bit.
I think it'd be really good if you just let it, you know, have you ever imagined flipping out? You don't have to flip out, you imagine it. Imagine whacking at everybody with a baseball bat or something, whatever, you know, is the imagery. It can work really well. And you don't have to act it out all the time. You can imagine it. You can make a movie out of it.
And you can get the same benefit of just imagining yourself.
Yeah, because your hardest thing is holding emotional energies inside. When you let it come up imaginatively, you'd be shocked at how much leaks out of your body or comes out of your body. And I feel like I want to give you some paints and get you to color a lot of red things or paint a lot of red and vital colors. You have a passionate inner core that's not expressing.
Yeah.
So anger is one really obvious thing, but that's not all.
Well, I'm the kind of person that if I let it go, like, verbally, then I always feel bad about it. Like, oh, God, here I am ranting about something, and it's like, even that makes me feel bad that I've, you know.
At what rate
come across as a biatch?
You know what? It's good that you've ranted periodically, I think. But in any case, for you, I really feel... Oh, I see. Okay, so I really feel that as you let this stuff out, and you can imagine it coming out, I feel like there's an artist in you that wants to come forward. When you start really treasuring it, I mean, that's what art is made of. That's what dancing and performance is made of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is expression. And I don't believe that you've let your expression be a terrific value. You got to forgive yourself for having ranted and realize you probably have joined 99.99% of the planet. You know?
Well, I will definitely try that because I know I want to let it out, but I just, you know, I don't want to have to feel bad about letting it out.
Do you live alone?
It's counterproductive to doing it, you know?
Yeah, do you live alone?
No, I have a family.
Okay.
That's why when I, you know, usually it's something that, you know, pushes the button that kind of gets the ball moving. So.
I know. I know. And we don't know how to handle anger. It's like we're supposed to not have it, which is nonsense.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what about you. Oh, I also have a girlfriend who's an intuitive, very powerful woman. And she always teaches hand screens, means you put your hand over your mouth really tightly and scream into your hand, and nobody can hear you. And she does a lot of that kind of stuff when she's built up with anger.
Yeah.
But I, what I see in you is wild colors and vivid imaginative scenes where you're acting out this tremendous anger. And I see what follows it is a very artistic kind of aspect of your nature.
Yeah. See, that's part of the anger that I'm afraid that if I let it go, that it'll turn into to to rage, and I don't want to go there because you know how like you push it down for so long.
Well, I don't see that that's going to be the big problem with you.
You don't? Oh, good.
No. But you need
to
set up an you need to set up an environment where you get to do it. I mean, it's really important. And if the environment's in your own imagination, fine, you know?
Yeah.
It's really important for you. Are you going to find yourself, I don't want to do this kind of diagnostic doodah, but if you're going to find that it creates better health for you in the long run.
Oh, good.
All right?
I mean, that is my goal. That's why I'm doing this whole, you know, 28-day program, is to try to release.
Not to try, honey, to release.
To do it, yes, yes.
Yeah. Where do you live? Which part of the country are you in?
I'm at Eastern in Maryland.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for your call, Julie.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Have
a
great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that an interesting one? Because when we think of, well, there was two interesting calls. What about our own personal journey and our personal power and having a dissonance between that and creating our reality? I think that if we followed the true note of our feelings, and like in her case with the pent-up anger and so on, it sounds to me like it's not just pent-up anger, it's just pent-up emotion so that she doesn't really allow herself to have normal feelings. All of those things prevent us from really being our authentic self. And I've talked to clients who've said, oh my gosh, if I'm really myself, then I'll be horrible and I'll hurt people. I go, no, you won't. You're really a nice person. You know, we have such a fear, if I'm really my feelings, my rage will be absolutely terrible. And with Diane, there's so much blocking her natural soul purpose, her gifts in the world, because of that kind of conversation with ourselves. It's like, if I do this, then I'll be horrible. If I do that, I'll really hurt people. No, you won't. Set it up so that you won't, and let the feelings come up. You have the full arsenal of human emotion. And if you want to do creative visualization that really is in harmony with your soul's purpose and your soul's journey, one of the things to visualize is that you're very aware of your soul's journey. And that you know you, I mean, you can bring that up too. That's one of your visualization techniques. And calling in your guides and angels, that's another one. Bringing up your guides and angels to really, and your, for me anyway, the higher self is so powerful. It knows everywhere we've ever been and everywhere we're going and what's up with you. And just calling in those.
Tom, because I see we're almost.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great.
I know you have like 7 minutes left. There's still time?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on a cell. Would that be a problem?
No. Just go ahead and tell me your question.
Okay. What I wanted to say... Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha.
Hi, you have to turn your computer down.
Okay, thank you. I will do that.
Okay.
Well, my question is, how do we overcome the vibration of hesitation and doubt when we're entering a new adventure?
Wow, good for you. That's a great question. If you want, you can hang up and listen on your computer, or you can just relax and stay on your phone, whichever you wish.
Okay, I will go onto the computer because I can hear it clearly.
Okay. thank you for your question.
You're welcome.
Okay, the thing about the hesitation and doubt, we all have that. Have you ever noticed how many times we don't do something that we think is a great idea because of that? And again, my guides always teach the same kind of exercises, which are sitting in your center, wrap yourself in light, and then call up all the energy of hesitation in your body mind. Notice where it is in your body. And what happens when you call it up? If you're meant to do something, and you're really hesitating about it, call it up and sit in it and feel what happens. And you know what's going to happen? It's either going to disappear, and you'll carry on at the jungle. I'll just see.
I know I'm putting on some more people on, but your listenership has doubled since I last talked to you. There's a lot of calls, and I just figured since there's no show after you, do you want to keep going?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, we have a caller online.
So I know you're online. If you just wait a minute, I'll just finish her call. which is to call up and feel the hesitancy and sit in it, and it'll either disappear or it'll get worse, and then you've got a reason. If it hits your stomach, you know that it's not going to empower you to do that. Do the same thing with doubt, and if you exaggerate them and they really take your body over, ask them for help from your guides and angels, and then command total release of it now. And then see, and you watch, your vision is going to get clearer about what it is you're aiming for, what it is you're trying to do. So I hope that answers your question. And now we have another caller. Thank you for waiting. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
It's Cindy Ling from Carmel.
Hi, Cynthia. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, considering lots of, you know, challenges still, but some days I'm clear and some days it's cloudy in my mind.
I know what that's
but
like.
I just, you know, I just remembered you were on, and I know I'm calling at the last minute, but I'm glad I even remembered. It's great to hear your voice.
Great, thank you. My
daughter and I are considering moving from the Carmel area, like, before her senior year in high school, which would be this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gravitating
towards... Where are you moving
towards,
to? Are you going to Colorado?
I don't know, but it's funny you should ask. That's in the running.
Oh, great.
Colorado's in the running, Southern California's in the running, and the East Coast is in the running.
I think it's going to be more like Colorado.
Okay.
And part of it is, it's kind of a low, it seems like your daughter will get a great deal out of whatever it is you're going to do. You have friends there? You have family there?
I have a friend, a main friend there, yeah, one real close friend right now.
It seems like where you're going to go, you're going to have a friend there, and you're going to settle for a wee while. This is a possibility. You can change anything I say, Cynthia.
I understand.
But it's a possibility, and it seems to take the pressure off both of you for a little while. And your daughter gets way calmer. And
she's
had a lot of tension in her life.
She does. So it wouldn't be an adverse thing to have her senior year be in a completely different environment.
No, it seems like it's a softer, less expensive, less competitive environment, and it seems like it's time. It seems like it's time to get away from all the experiences and the memories and the tensions.
Yeah, it looks like there's work then, huh? Because I'm not finding work here.
I think you'll go for a job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would start looking if I were you.
Okay. Ronnie,
I was just going to say Southern California is a lot of stress for you, but we can talk, or you can email me or something.
I'll do that.
All right. Many blessings.
Ronnie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's really interesting because sometimes we have so much choice and we don't know what to do. And a lot of us are in miracles and mayhem. Mayhem and miracles, the guides keep saying. And we get into these little traps. They seem so awful. And all of a sudden you manifest the way out. And all of a sudden, boop, talk about light workers and light beings. We pop up into a better frequency and a better light, and the solutions are there. Now, did we have another caller, Dawn? I thought you said we did. In any case, I'm going to keep talking about light workers and being a light worker. And I want to do this exercise, bringing in energy consciously in order to shift the nature. If you want to be a light worker, you want to be focused on a daily basis, sort of like The Secret, but it's a different way of saying it. You want to be focused on a daily basis on bringing in rays of light, bringing in light, calling it up. You don't have to wonder whether or not you deserve it or if it's possible or anything. Call in the light. My guides have taught me for years and years, call it forth, call it forth, call it forth. I want more light. I want more light. So you're sitting in the darkness going, I want more light. The dark has to go to light. I mean, there's no other way to go, right? So you want more light, and you can call in specific frequencies. My guides would say, call forth the light in your body, mind, emotional self. Just call it in the name of consciousness, in the name of the Christing, in the name of Mother, Father, God. Let's call in more light. And when I do that, my body buzzes. Now, if yours doesn't yet, it's just a practice. Some of you are way ahead of me, and some of you are just learning. But when you learn, you can call in the light and raise the field and raise the frequency in your own body, mind, by choice. And then you become a light worker. And what else does a light worker do? A light worker is one who sets the tone in a room. You go into a room and you build the light in yourself. And how do you do that? You do it with breathing, with visualization, with exercises that help you set like a light around your body, or the structures that we talked about. And you send those into the room before you go into a crowded room. So the light worker influences the energy of a room instead of just gets bombarded by it. And that's really a big job, because a lot of us are highly empathic. And when you're highly empathic, you get bombarded by the room, by the people there yourself. So we learn to become warriors, and we learn to build the light and to send the light in ahead of us. Many of you know that. Now, Peg asked if I could do another structure for her because she missed the beginning of the show. So let's all settle down, and we're going to create the kind of vibrational reality that we can take around us, whether we're going into a room or not. If you're in a crowded room and the energy's really low, you can set these structures up in a heartbeat and actually move aside the status quo energy and create an energy field for yourself. And guess what? Anything you do energetically that radiates by design touches the people around you and very often activates them. So they have a higher frequency as well, which means, ta-da, they feel better. They might feel flakier, they might feel a little spinnier, because very often when your frequency is really high, sometimes it's hard to get the ballast that we need to stay really grounded. But that's a whole other topic. So let's do one more structure before the end of this show. Now stay in your center and call in above your head, perhaps a mile and a half, the awareness of a bright golden ball. And now below your spine, perhaps 10 feet, another golden ball. And then draw a filament of light from the upper ball down through the top of your head into the lower ball. And that filament of light is like hot white light with gold and white, kind of a greenish radiance to it. And you can just feel it shoot through your body. And then around your waist, there are all these little golden balls, and they're about 8 feet out from the waist, so the radius of about 8 feet. And then from the upper golden ball, drop many, many little filaments of pink light and have them attached to that circle of light of balls around your waist. And then a bunch of these pink strings of light, and have them drop to the lower ball, and there you are in a structure. And the top looks like a great tent, and below you there's a tent pointing down. And then inside of that, where you're sitting in the structure, you can feel the energy. And then you sit inside a ball, which is like a crystal ball, but it's an etheric crystal ball. And the edges of that ball touch the inner part of the structure and go over your head. And then inside of that, there you are in a double tetrahedron, which is like a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down, essentially a diamond shape. And spin that double tetrahedron, spin it and spin it, and feel yourself spinning and spinning. There you are. And in front of you, whilst you're spinning, see a great screen. And on that screen, we're going to place pictures of that which we wish to manifest. And we're going to energize the way we're going to manifest. So let's see. Whatever it is you would really like to see in your life, see yourself imagining it on the screen. That's it. And I'm seeing healing energy radiating amongst people at will. I'm seeing us raise our fields. I'm seeing radio shows that are fun, and a lot of us are communicating over the radio, interacting, and sending waves of consciousness around the globe. What are you putting on your screen? Yeah, you can have a new hairdo, a new partner, amazing healing for the planet and for the universe. Anything you want. Now let's drop back into the room. And now if you're out and you're talking to people and there's a real problem, imagine just setting up a structure in that moment. Or you see somebody in pain, you're talking to them. Because you can't just go around trying to heal everybody, that kind of zealousness. is a problem in itself. But say someone needs some help and you just slap. I just found that putting a double tetrahedron around that person and spinning it, or somebody's got an earache and you do that around the ear, it's really amazing. And do it for the highest good. And do it in the name of the Christing, Mother, Father, God, or whoever you pray to. Always lift your thoughts above what your ego would do and do it more for the higher, for the universal truth. And you spin that kind of structure, sacred geometric structure, and lo and behold, people feel better. You can do it with kids. So was that fun? So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I think that our show is done for today. I've enjoyed it so much. I look forward to hearing from a lot of you. Email me. Somebody asked to make suggestions about what they wanted to hear on this radio show. Just email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Remember, there's no H in Entwistle. Entwistle.com. veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. If you'd like a session with me, 510-595-5564. 510-595-5564. I think we have another caller we'll take before we end. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Astaria. I'm from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Astaria. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've got a touch of a cold today.
Oh, nice.
The reason I'm calling is I've been going through a lot of personal changes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a real major one that I've burst through is that I felt like I needed to prove myself to people.
Hmm.
And since I've done this clearing, which was involved a whole lot of other things as well, I've really felt just kind of lost. And my energy is extremely low, and I was just wondering what you could tell me.
What was the clearing?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What was the clearing that you did?
Clearing about money, about not being worthy or deserving, or also clearing negative energies about people who have money, a worthiness, mostly worthiness, and again, feeling that I needed to achieve something in this life to prove myself to my family.
Well, you know what's really interesting about you, Astaria?
What's that?
When I'm looking at your body mind, I see in your base chakra the weirdest thing. It's like a like something hooked it, and it's got a like a knot in it. And I'm going like, wow, that's weird. I've never seen that. Of course, we're all so unique. I've never seen the same thing twice anyway.
Yeah.
But it's really a unique way of having your base chakra short-sheeted somehow.
Hmm.
So that's withdrawing energy from you. And here's the, well, we're going to do some healing energy on it, okay?
Okay.
But, and I'm not laughing at you. I'm saying how interesting this is.
Yeah.
And all of the things that you were taught, I was watching it. It looks like it's got a pin in it and it's being pulled up like a piece of cloth at your spine. Do you
wow.
have any pain in your base spine?
No, but I am working with a network healer, so and I go there every week. So that keeps pain away, too.
Oh, good. Well, I really would like her. And she's really conscious, isn't she?
Very.
Yeah, I would like her to work, if she'll take my point of view or my guide's point of view, I'd like her to really work on, you know, just below you go into the coccyx of the spine, like the tailbone. Just
uh-huh.
above that, there's a way that she, there's something hooked into you that it looks like it came from other. You were probably born with it. You've been born with a lot of, you know, our red chakra sort of tells a lot about our soul journey and how we're going to relate to being a human being, right? You
uh-huh.
haven't got the passion for your base animal instincts in this lifetime. You know that?
Right. I do.
Okay. Well, I want her to work on that because I think when she pulls that off, it's just energetic. When that comes off, you're going to feel the freedom. And you might feel timid and you might feel slightly without ballast for a while, which
yeah.
you might call weak. But I'll tell you what, when you move that, you're going to feel like life is new for you. It's the weirdest kind of configuration I've seen. Do you ever work with your chakras?
A little bit, yeah. I don't have enough knowledge to say, oh, yeah, this is what I do and that's what I do. However, I leave a lot of work up to my guides. So. Well, and periodically, I'm guided, like right now, to work with chakra.
Well, it's very interesting because we're talking about being a light worker or a light being. And a light being is someone who you call in consciously. Don't just leave it up to your guides because they're helping tutor you to be more of a light being, okay?
Okay.
You're a very transformative individual who has a lot to give the world, but you're still in that process of discovering where that well of power is that's your very own, right?
Right.
Okay.
Very much so.
So the base chakra is a great place to start, and I really want you to work on coloring it up and calling in high-frequency energies to really catalyze the shift in that chakra. We're pulling at that little knot. I don't know if you can feel it right now, but you can do a lot of healing work, and for people at home, you can really build up the power in your red chakra by simply concentrating on it and really calling it up to be brighter and brighter red. And the guides are talking about bringing light from the earth right up through your spine, bringing red light right up and back down again, and really coloring up until you really feel its brightness, the red
okay,
there. You need that because you're somebody who has to give a lot in life, and you just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, very true.
So thank you.
I feel that's like my strongest desire, and I don't yet see how it's going to play out or come about, and I know I'm still in my transformation process.
You sure are. It's frustratingly long, isn't it?
It is. It's very long. And I've given up on the holding on so tight to, it's got to happen now, it's got to happen now, and it'll all just happen in due time.
But honey, remember this, that your transformation process has taken a number of lifetimes.
Yes.
And this is kind of a culmination time, isn't it?
Yes, very much.
And it's like all hands on deck, and we light workers are meant to kind of band together at some point, as the guides are saying, kind of create a shield. I don't even know what that means, but I know you're moving fast toward that.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for your call, and keep getting that red going.
I will.
I would wear red underwear if I were you.
Okay. Red's my best color, too. I actually love red.
Right on. You go, girl.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a fun call. I was signing off the show, but I'm really delighted that someone called in. And Don says we can hang in for a little bit, so if anyone else calls, we can do that. The numbers are 877-876-5227 in America. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And all over the place, it's 530-876-3222. How about some of you people in Hong Kong, Singapore? Why don't you call in England and so on, and Vienna? This is Veronica Entwistle talking to you about Radiance by Design, and this is something that you can create. And doing your chakras, calling in the frequencies, which we started doing before I think Cynthia called in, calling in the frequencies and also running energy into your chakras and brightening those chakras up are a great way to increase and radiate by choice. So this last call was very interesting. She was a really good example of how showing of how the chakras are actually like little computer programs or computer chips, and they have a lot of past thoughts and feelings in them, and they have a lot of cultural and human consciousness thoughts and feelings in them. I remember the first time I really understood this, I looked in someone's red chakra, and what I saw was Jewish. I went, oh my gosh. So it was the first time I really saw that the genetic imprint, a cultural imprint, really shows up in the red chakra. And what she had is a need to transform a lot of what's in the deep, subconscious, genetic, cellular programming, or you could say cellular programming, that's sitting in the red chakra. There's a real hook in it for her. And guess what? Process of transformation is taken care of where we're snagged and really transforming it, and then the soul goes, hot diggity, we got it in this lifetime. Isn't that great? Anyway, I think that we've done enough for today. Thank you, Dawn. I've really enjoyed this show, and I love talking to you all. And again, like I said, we're going to be doing a show with Jackie Salvitti on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. She's been talking about self-love, self-forgiveness, shame in the collective, and so on. And I'm just there to help her balance out her, to be her interviewer, to bring her heart open, because her guides and angels are so wonderful and enhancing, and they're building up to a sacred dispensation, releasing shame from all of our body minds. So you might want to tune in at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And otherwise, I'd love to talk to you again Tuesday at 4 p.m. here on BBS Radio. This is Veronica Entwistle saying much love to all of you. Send each other love, send each other light, and send it to Bush and Iraq and all those places. Don't stop. Oh, my. We have another caller. Good evening.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Anne from Aptos.
Hi, Anne from Aptos. You made it in the nick of time, darling.
Well, you know what? I get so out there with my joy factor listening to you. I forget to put one in front of, so I was my dysfunctionality is alive and well. But I want to say this. I really appreciate it again, getting some tips to bring up that energy, because I kind of agree with both a couple callers that sometimes I think I'm not getting something, but it's that interesting balance of pushing the body, opening the body a little bit more. And I don't have real glib words or good descriptive words, but, you know, the breath, the energy, and then when you're grounded at the same time, then in comes some images and thoughts. And I've got to say this, today I had hired somebody that was going to come by to help, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
They never showed, and it was very odd, and I started to kind of go mood down. And I just want to say this, a neighbor that I've known for many years ended up showing up. We had quite a wonderful talk. She's going through some grief, knew my family that had been here. I've only been here a couple years. But she has an issue around clutter, and energetically, I just want to ask, something good occurred between us, and I was able to work for 4 hours straight. I just think it's, can you help me understand, is it because there was sort of mutual identification? I cared about her and vice versa.
I think what's true is that you each recognized the other, and there was an activation energy that went through. You spend a lot of your time not being recognized at all. You know that.
It was really amazing.
And she needed you to recognize her, which you did, and you're very, very good at that.
I can barely hear you. But
I said she needed you to recognize her.
Right.
And you need, and anyway, it was a mutual thing. It's like
it was a validation, right?
Yeah, but it's also a vibrational harmony. And, you know, harmony, you know when two people are singing great harmony, you know what that greater picture is? Woo!
Well, can I ask, push something, or is it too much at the end here?
No, go ahead.
We have a neighbor in the back that has caused a lot of disruption and energy, and I'll just call his name Tim, and he really doesn't seem to have any empathy towards anybody else. And he's gone through some situational problems, like his wife leaving. I think it's amazing she stayed as long as she did.
Mm-hmm.
So the son is sort of acting out his thoughts or wishes, or I shouldn't even say that, but the son carries this same kind of energy as the father. And I noticed as I was down around the hill that they've been digging up next door neighbors. It's an empty lot, but they're very destructive. And it's like, can I do something energetically to put more light in that situation first? I mean, there's reality where I will have to deal with them again, but first send the light forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's possible to send a softening light. I have to say this man is very kind of pathological. Do you know that?
The S word called sociopath. Thank you.
I would say maybe narcissistic. Is that a better
word?
Oh,
I'd love that. That makes total sense. Yeah.
And the thing is to send them love and respect, then you really reduce. Just keep sending love and respect even though you have to deal with things, because you reduce the amount of reactive energy. His wife got very tight in herself and kind of pulled herself back and lost more of her own authenticity.
She started drinking. She was so overwhelmed by his dismissal of her.
Aww.
Yeah, it was very sad. I came in here 3 years ago, and she was a bright light. And they have, can I ask this? They have a daughter, a little girl. I noticed the little girl, I hopefully, is not staying with him. But the son, who's coming into adolescence and has always, it turned out a neighbor knew these people and told me some things historically that I said, oh, I'm, because I, you don't interact with these folks. They have no interest in, you know, there's no, if you would try to be friendly, you're taken advantage of.
Yeah, we just have to learn to send out our light and create a protection for ourselves and a softening force for them. Just keep sending love. There's not much you can do about it.
Gotcha. And I thank you. But the wonderful thing that did occur that the radiated out was to bring this gal forward, that maybe we can do some help each other's energy and help each other.
And you know, you're very funny, and she needs to laugh, and I see a lot of laughter between the two of you.
Thank you so much.
Wouldn't that be fun for you, Anne?
If you only knew, Veronica, her husband helped my father in 1986 when he had his stroke. I mean, there's a long-reaching kind of factor, so there's, it's very ironic that she would show up today, and she's just had like 6 months of retirement. She's finally kind of letting herself kind of, you know, because she's real sensitive. This woman has a sensitivity, and I can identify you, blah, 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 blah.
I'm just so grateful that you called in, and it's wonderful for you. I know you're manifesting what you would really grow with.
All right. Have a great evening there.
And you too.
Okay.
And, you know, here's something else I want to say before I say goodbye to all of you. Just before we started, I poured myself a cup of tea, and I always like the yogi tea with the little sayings on it. And it said, be light, spread the light. No, travel light, live light, spread the light, and be the light. Isn't that wonderful? This is Veronica Entwistle saying, follow the tea bag. It's got the truth. Much love to all of you, and I'll see you next Tuesday, and some of you on Thursday night listening to Jackie Solvitti. Much love.